So we could take one step further into this noticing the constant movement of existence. You could stay with sound. You could also notice the constant shifting of sensations in the body. Just be aware of how this body moves around in tingling sensations and pressure and temperature. You might feel an achiness here, a pressure there, a sharpness here, a softness there. You're just noticing, paying attention to, turning your awareness to just the changing sensations that are going on in the body. Not trying to get to a certain state of mind, just noticing the changing nature of sensations. This vibrant body, it's always moving. The mind might get lost in thinking. It's fine, really. You could pay attention to your thoughts. But simultaneous to this thinking is also the vibrancy of the body. It's always there. It's always moving, tingling, shifting. Changing, coming and going of sensations, you could put your attention on that. if the mind wanders off and you come back to sensation, you might notice, oh, it's still there. It's still moving. Still shifting and changing. Even if I wander off, I come back, it's still there, doing the same thing. Sitting still, externally and internally, it's moving, shifting, and changing. You could just notice that. Just noticing, paying attention to the changing nature of sensation. It's always there. It's all right if the mind wanders off. You could pay attention to what the story is, or you could turn your attention to this felt sense of sensation moving all throughout your body. Some of it is pleasant. Some of it is unpleasant. Some of it is neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Barely noticeable. But you could notice the pressure of sitting in the chair or the cushion. The temperature of your hands. Poem by Al Zolinas. Say in the flattest part of North Dakota, on a starless, moonless night, no breath of wind, a person could light a candle, then walk away. Every now and then, they could turn and see the candle burning. 17 miles later, provided conditions remained ideal, they could still see the flame. Somewhere between the 17th and the 18th mile, they would lose the light. If they were walking backwards, they would know the exact moment when they lost the flame. They could step forward and find it again, back and forth, dark to light, light to dark. Where's the place where the light disappears, where the light reappears? Don't tell me about photons and eyeball reflection and refraction. Don't tell me about 186,000 miles per second and the theory of relativity. All I know is that place where the light appears and disappears. That's the place where we live.